Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters. I'm Dr. Richard Friend, and today we're talking with Dr. Tom Wyda, who is the Chief Medical Officer for University Medical Center. Now that COVID-19 vaccines are available, it is important to understand more about them. Dr. Wyda explains the different vaccines available, their safety, effectiveness, and what people can expect after vaccination. Welcome to Health Matters with your host, Mike Royer.
Dr. Thomas Wyda, the Chief Medical Officer at University Medical Center, is our guest today once again on Health Matters. Dr. Wyda, always good to see you.
Good to see you as well.
We're talking about vaccines in this segment today. Frontline medical people like yourself, you've already had two shots. Is that correct?
I've had two shots.
And?
Yes. And I feel fine. I had no side effects from it. And, you know, maybe a little sore arm, but that's with any shot. But otherwise, I felt fine. And now I'm 2 weeks out, so I should hopefully have good immunity at this point.
Probably about 95%.
Hopefully 95%. I had the Pfizer vaccine, which was given, and so I should hopefully be fairly well protected.
Are we far enough into the vaccination process that concerns that folks have with their physicians about, oh, I don't know if I trust this, are we far enough into it now that most physicians should be able to lay at ease the minds of the people they talk to?
I would say most people are going to get the vaccine, not really have any side effects. Some folks may feel flu-like and have symptoms, maybe get a headache with it or just achiness. Mm-hmm. But again, it sure does beat getting COVID, which could land you in the hospital. And that's the one thing about both of the vaccines that are out, although they're 95% effective, they seem to be 100% effective at keeping people from being hospitalized.
And I've heard that if you get one or the second shot and you do feel a little bit flu-like, that is really a good thing medically. Is that true?
Right. It's telling you your body is reacting to this and is building up antibody. It may also have meant that maybe you had had COVID in the past and your body already had some antibody on board. So that's why we recommend that if you've had COVID exposure or had COVID, that you wait 90 days at least before you get the first vaccine.
What is your guidance to people who haven't been vaccinated yet, haven't made an appointment yet, don't really know when their age group or their physical classification would allow them to get a shot? What's your general advice to people to seek out the best way to get a vaccine?
General advice is to basically look at Alabama Department of Public Health, their guidelines, and if you fit into that category, look for a vaccination site that is open and close to you and just go on their website probably to see how to sign up. I would not recommend signing up for three or four different sites as that clogs up the system. And then if you don't show up, it raises the potential that a vaccine may have to be wasted. And this is a precious commodity, those vaccines. We can only open them up in like lots of 10. They have to be thawed out. And then they have a very short period of time, hours, that it can be used.
And it's possible that someone would sign up at two or three places and say, well, whichever one I get on first, I'll cancel the other. That may or may not happen and may not even be possible to do, further causing the problem to be more serious.
Right. You may not be able to cancel on some of these websites. And so then, again, there are gaps in giving vaccine. And so the site can't really do the maximum number of vaccinations that they should.
With those obvious things in mind, you still certainly understand the emotional aspect of a family member going, I need to get my mother vaccinated. I need to get my brother vaccinated for whatever reason. You understand them doing all they can to try to find a place.
Absolutely. But again, in the meantime, what do you need to do? Wear the mask, wash the hands, and socially distance. That's going to help keep you from getting COVID even without the vaccine.
Do we know enough yet about the variants to know if the vaccine folks are getting now will probably protect them from those variant strains, which you've told me before is common in any virus? That happens. Do we know yet if the vaccines might be effective against those strains as well?
At this point, the two vaccines that are out there, because they have very different technique than previous vaccines, seem to be effective against the variants. Now, that hasn't been tested in real people. yet because the variants aren't as common yet, but it has been tested in the test tube, mm-hmm. and it appears that they do work in that model.
And trust your physician or the source of where you're going to get your vaccine. Whatever vaccine is available, you should get and not go, well, I've heard good things about this one and maybe not this one. We shouldn't be choosy on which vaccine. They're out there. They're good. Take whichever one is available to you. Is that your guidance?
Right. I mean, there's two vaccines out there. Their efficacy or their ability to protect against the virus is almost identical. Either one, get it. Where the difference is how the site has to prepare it, thaw it, store it, things of that. But as far as once it gets into your arm, they work pretty much the same.
If you've had COVID and was tested positive for it, had some symptoms, but got through it fine, do you still need to get the vaccine?
If you had COVID, they recommend you still get the vaccine. But again, like I said, stay at least 90 days separation. Because we don't know how long natural immunity will last to COVID. And so that's why we're recommending the vaccine. It will boost up your own immunity that you may have had. Now, granted, if you've had COVID, you may have a little more symptoms after the vaccine because your body's already reacting. It's saying, we identify this. We're going to start ramping up some more.
Mm-hmm. Dr. McDonald, who we visited with recently on this program, is recommending to pregnant women or even women who want to become pregnant that COVID's serious and dangerous. And as far as we know right now, though we've not been able to test it, go ahead and get the vaccine. There are very few groups that you would say don't get the shot. Almost at this point, anyone should seriously consider getting it.
Correct. I would say almost everybody should get the shot, get the vaccine. Only if you've had, say, an anaphylactic reaction, which is a really severe allergic reaction to many things, I would say be very, very cautious about the vaccine.
Let me end with this, and it's not a vaccine question, but a general question about staffing. You're an experienced physician. You're head of the chief medical officer. You're around young doctors, young people who want to be doctors all the time. What a time to become a physician and be exposed to medicine. This is unlike anything you went through when you were training. What's it like for them from your observations? Are they thinking, oh, my goodness, what have I gotten into? Or do you think someone that's so interested in medicine and have a passion for it like you do looks at it as, I can help with this? What's the overall scheme, you think?
Well, it doesn't seem to be a drop in admissions and interest in becoming a physician.
Yeah.
I think, with appropriate protection, that it makes sense, and I don't see where it's as much of a problem. Initially, when we didn't know as much about it, it was very scary for the folks on the front line. But we've demonstrated that if you follow the three rules, the mask it, wash it, and socially distance, you're going to be okay. Where we see the problem is when they're not wearing the mask and getting together and having lunch together or having dinner together with somebody outside their immediate household. That's where we're seeing the infections happen. But I think, they've done well, and actually they've wanted to come back and see patients, particularly medical students. They were upset when they couldn't see patients. So we're seeing a positive thing there. But it is unique. It is different. We're so used to, in our medical climate, of having an answer for every disease.
Yeah.
And here we didn't have an answer. Here we had to actually just go back to real basics of trying to prevent transmission.
Besides the scary part, what a wonderful exposure to medicine for those future doctors to come in at this time. It's certainly a unique environment for them.
Right. They get to see how to attack a new and novel virus and what the organization, what the healthcare organization can do and how rapidly it can actually respond.
Dr. Thomas Whited, we always enjoy our visits with you. Thank you for your expertise and leadership, and thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit umc.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, and Demopolis.